I have traveled with Swami a few times before, by air specifically. But it was a long time since I went with Swami in a small private jet like this. The last time I had this opportunity was in March 1999, and I believe that entire trip has been broadcast over Radio Sai as a talking book. Unlike last time, on this occasion there was much less conversation, and whatever was said was mostly driven by the GPS information appearing on the two LCD screens in the plane, one of it located right before Swami's seat. Shortly after the takeoff, the captain showed up and offered his pranams to Swami, which of course is customary. About 20 minutes or so after we took off, Mr. Srinivasan signaled to me to move over to the vacant seat in front of Swami, since that would help in answering Swami's occasional question, which, by the way, was mostly about the flight and progress. Swami's voice, which is soft by nature, has lately become even softer, and it was sometimes difficult to catch what he was saying over the steady roar of the powerful engines, even though they were only in the back. And so I moved over and sat right in front of Swami. Luckily for me, the millions the world over did not know about it, for otherwise they would not only have cursed me, but I don't know what else they would have done. Anyway, as a born in Madurai fellow, a qualification that no one else on the flight could claim, I could sort of act as a running commentator as we approached closer and closer to the temple city. On the whole, the flight was uneventful and we touched down on the dot. It was about 9 o'clock in the morning and the sun was well up in the sky, beating down harshly, I suppose, though we did not know about it till the aircraft door was opened and we experienced the high temperature outside. Looking through the window, I could see the helicopter, which apparently had actually done a dummy run to Kodai the previous day and kept waiting so that Swami could transfer to it easily. Actually, there were two helicopters on the tarmac, but it was easy to figure out which was the one Swami would use. There were the characteristic signs, including Sevadals, standing in attendance. As our plane taxied and came to a stop, Mr. Ramani, the state president of Tamil Nadu, was there to greet and welcome Swami, complete with the crew to help Bhagwan in coming down, for which purpose a special elevator had been arranged. The helicopter was about 50 feet or so away from where our aircraft had been parked, and Swami was taken in a moving chair right from the plane via the elevator onto the tarmac and rolled over to the small ramp near the helicopter. Unfortunately, none of us had cameras, and airport security being what it is, hardly anyone of the receiving party had a camera either. In any case, all were on duty with specific jobs to do, and photography was not one of them. What I am trying to say is that sadly, H2H cannot present any photos relating to this part of the divine journey. As Swami got down, the entire elevator was moved away, and we stepped down using a built-in ladder in the aircraft. And having got down, we slowly walked to the terminal building, since everyone was asked to clear out of the tarmac and be near the arrival building while the helicopter took off. Thus it was that I saw Swami take off from the site. The helicopter was a relatively small one with only four passenger seats located behind the two seats in the front, one for the pilot and one for his assistant. The four seats were arranged as two pairs facing each other. There was plenty of plexiglass all round so that every passenger could have a very good view of the outside. From where all three of us stood, namely Mrs. Ratanlal, Dr. Dash and myself, apart of course from Mr. Ramani, Swami could be seen very clearly inside the aircraft. Soon the engines of the helicopter were revved up, and it took about 3 or 4 minutes before the captain slowly raised the helicopter above the tarmac. Thereafter, he just followed the runway from about 5 meters or so above the ground. And when he reached the far end, he just rose sharply and flew away. Within a minute, Swami was out of our sight. Having seen Swami off, the question now was, how are we to go to Kodai? Mr. Ramani said, listen, all arrangements have been made, but first please come with me inside to the airport officer's room where we shall serve breakfast for you. Breakfast first and talk afterwards. We just obeyed and silently followed him to the airport officer's room where three packed breakfasts were waiting for us. None of us were keen on eating and we nibbled just a little bit while Mr. Ramani, who had left Kodai at 2:30 that morning, had some breakfast himself. He was really carrying a crushing load. In the morning, soon after arriving in the city, he first made sure that the student party led by Narasimhamurthy was being taken proper care of. And more important, they left by 5 a.m. so that they could be in Kodai by the time Swami arrived there. After attending to all those arrangements, he came to the airport to take care of an entirely different set of duties. As we were finishing breakfast, Mr. Ramani said, originally, all three of you were supposed to come with me by car to Kodai. But today, there is a band called for by a political party. I should mention here parenthetically that the election season was in full swing. And in fact, that day was polling day in Puttaparthi. Tamil Nadu, however, was having its polling much later in May, and the election fever was at its highest, which meant a lot of tension, etc. And this bunt meant a complete stoppage of transport in the big city. That was one reason why the student party got out of town very early. It was not very clear whether we would be obstructed. And so, Ramani told us, you three are supposed to get a helicopter ride. When I heard that, I said, wow, since I had never before had a chopper ride, although I have flown by air many times and in many parts of the world. Well, that meant we just sat there in the airport and waited, carrying on small talk. I asked Ramani, okay, we take off, but what about you? He gave a Mona Lisa smile and replied, look, I have many things to tie up. I cannot come right away. In any case, all your hand baggage cannot go in the helicopter. I have to take it with me and deliver it to you in Kodai. We then asked, how long do you think we have to wait here? He said, Swami would reach Kodai in about 25 minutes. The helicopter has to cool off for a while before it can take off again. The pilot has to then come back. After that, he has to refuel and cool off, and so there's plenty of time ahead. Just take it easy.